Oh, buddy, buddy, buddy. Wait for people to filter in here. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know you can see me. As per usual, we never know. But how about them Gamecocks? Sticking it to Dabo and Clemson. man, Georgia's to the playoff. Tennessee, not official yet. 2 minutes left. But I can't imagine. God, wouldn't that be funny? No, it would not be funny if Vanderbilt won this game. But while we were live, I'm waiting to get Cousin Shane on here. I think he's going to be joining us. But how about them Gamecocks, man? Sellers, put them in. Put them in the Heisman conversation. Put the Gamecocks in the college football playoff. Still need some help. But I don't think any, the teams ahead of them, Ole Miss beating Mississippi State. Mississippi State's awful. If Alabama beats Auburn, if I'm a Gamecock, I'm rooting like hell for Auburn tonight. But, Sellers, put them in. Put them in. Put the Gamecocks in a damn playoff. We went from, they were saying on TV, there may be an opportunity only one SEC team makes. I think we got four. We got four now. Georgia, Tennessee, of course, Texas, maybe A&M, but South Carolina. Got to put them in there after that heroic performance there. And speaking of heroic performances, Cousin JR, where's that at? JR gifted another one. What a legend. What? The only one better than Sellers is Cousin JR here. He gave John Lee. John, welcome to the family here. We appreciate you, JR. But, man, what a damn game. And how about Ohio State losing? That can't hurt. I mean, I don't think, this committee seems they love the damn Big Ten. So they're probably going to keep them in there. But, well, now that I think of it, so Ohio State just lost. I don't know how the Big Ten race plays out, but I think would Penn State go to the, I don't know if it, I'm doing this live here. I'm thinking if Ohio State goes to the Big Ten championship and loses to Oregon again, giving them the third loss, is Ohio State in? I would kick them out, but I don't know if they're in the Big Ten. I don't know if it may go, now that Ohio State's got two losses, it may be Penn State that gets to go. Ooh, how about this? I'm just seeing this in real time. Michigan attempted to plant their flag at on the field at Ohio State, and they were rejected. They got into a big fight after that, so that's awesome. Ooh. Jay Bode, oh man, these Texas fans, they are so emotional and sensitive. Talk about snowflakes. Like Jabe here, he says, don't bother coming to Austin anytime. Ooh. Man, what a tough thing to. I can't go to Austin. How will I live with myself? Well, if I cannot go to Austin, Jesus Christ! But we're not about Texas. We're about South Carolina right here. South Carolina just did a heroic performance here against Clemson on the road. Won that game 17-14. How can they deny Sellers? Sellers beast mode made a couple mistakes, threw an interception, but had some of the most impressive runs you'll ever see in your life against a Clemson defense that really showed up to play on the road. Sellers, what a damn beast. What a damn beast. Nug saying it well. Texas folks, a bunch of baby back beaches. I think we could agree with that. How about Georgia, though? Again, I get it. They were huge favorites against Georgia Tech, but I'll spin zone this one. I think a performance like last night, getting tested, going to, what was it, 7 overtimes, that will help you in the playoffs. Adversity. Again, does Georgia look like a national championship team? No. But, But this is a wild season. 1 week you don't, next week you do. So a win's a win. You never complain about a win. Georgia's in. Georgia's in for sure. Regardless of what happens in that, with that Georgia Tech win, we got in Tennessee, as long as I still got it up here, Tennessee looks to be controlling Vanderbilt here. Yeah, Liquids put it well. Haynes King was a man possessed. He just ran out of gas at Georgia defense. I don't know if it was the defense, but I think it was really him just running out of gas there in the multiple overtimes that we had here. Mason says, no way beating a Clemson with no rank wins by three should jump you ahead of two head-to-heads. I disagree. On the road, Alabama's not on the road this week. Ole Miss not on the road this week. South Carolina ends the season with six consecutive victories. Alabama can't say that. Ole Miss sure as hell can't say that. No. Did you not watch Alabama get their ass beat by at Oklahoma last week? Did you not watch Ole Miss struggle against Mississippi State, the worst damn team in the conference, and lose last week at Florida? No, hell. How can we sit here and say that Clemson win on the road rivalry game was not impressive? Yo, boy Wilson says, if we win, Mike has to say Hugh Freeze is the best head coach in the for beating Alabama. Hell, I guess Brett Venables is the best coach in the SEC then, right? He's beat him, right? No, Hugh Freeze would not be the best coach if he got to 6-6 at Auburn. I thought the expectations were a lot higher than that at Auburn. I guess not. Hey, good point here by Vegas Horns. Texas schedule, though, just got better because Michigan beat Ohio State. So now that is Texas' best win at Michigan. That looks good. Michigan's in regardless. Regardless of what happens tonight, Texas is a lock for the college football playoff. And that does help Texas. And they're, I mean, people, Jesus Christ, let's take a joke. Texas people can't take jokes around here. Go back Big 12. You don't like jokes, you know? Jesse, appreciate you, brother. If I told you in the preseason, Nico would have 2,600 yards, 19 touchdowns, 5 interceptions to end the regular season, what would your reaction be? Go Vols. I would say Tennessee would not be very good if that's less than 3,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. But Tennessee has been fantastic on defense, and their running game has been outstanding. So I don't want to say they're winning despite the quarterback, because I think he's getting better and better, and they certainly don't win these last couple games without him starting to heat up. But if he can, again, I know it's Vanderbilt, but which does not have a good defense. But right now, Nico's got 257 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. That interception was a really bad pass. It could have been a walk-in touchdown. But he seems to be heating up. He's getting more comfortable in the offense. The fact that those are Nico's numbers and Tennessee's about to go 10-2, I think that's a good sign for Tennessee, because he can't be this bad. Pamela, I'm starting to agree with you. Shane Beamer, coach of the year in the SEC. He's probably at the very top of my list right now. Grayson says, it's insane how often Sellers breaks tackles. I would agree with that. I mean, he's just, God, he's a beast. He's Tim Tebow 2.0. He may be even better by the end of his career. God, I'm so fired up for South Carolina. Get them into playoff. They're going to need some help. Going to need some help, but they're right there. The Flying Hawaiian. This Tennessee game, I appreciate the Flying Hawaiian in here. Cousin Shane's not even in here. This Tennessee game reminds me of playing college football with Cousin Shane. Need to give him a 14-point head start or suicide. Shane is crazy good on the EA Sports video game. It's insane how good he is. I think I've only beat him like twice out of 20. Liquid Flames, the SEC is winning rivalry week so far. I agree with that. Except for god-awful Kentucky. God, Kentucky. What are we doing? What are we doing? What was the final score of that one? I mean, it was pitiful. I feel bad for old Kentucky. 41-14 at home against Louisville. The streak ends. Had won 5 in a row. I asked someone if Ryan Day, if he could be the new Kentucky coach. He said, that's probably a downgrade. So maybe Ryan Day could be the offensive coordinator, because you have to imagine he's going to get his ass fired here before, especially if Ohio State has an early exit in the playoff, which they may not even make the playoff now. What is Ohio State's best win? Let's look that up. I don't know anything about Ohio State, but let's look that up, shall we? Because I know their rankings are. Oh, they beat Akron, great win. Western Michigan, Marshall, at Michigan State, Iowa. None of these teams are ranked, obviously. Oh, they beat Nebraska by 4. Nebraska's, I believe, 6-6. They did beat Penn State by 7. They beat Indiana. I mean, I get, yeah. They beat Indiana. We got to put this damn team in. God. What a damn joke. What a joke the Big Ten is. Shane says he's 0-3. Must mean he's mid-pie or something like that. Mason says, Mike is a prisoner of the moment. Only November matters. I think that is exactly how the playoffs should be. Who gives a shit how good you were in September? The playoffs in December, Mason. It should be your teams that are red hot. And again, 6 in a row is, that stretches back to October. So you're dead ass wrong on that. It should be the best teams because we want the most competitive playoff, don't we? We don't want someone that, started, that was good in September, and then they fall apart in November. Let's put their ass in. What sense does that make? That's totally idiotic. Put the teams that are the hottest, put them in there, I say. We want a competitive playoff, don't we? We want the best teams in there. We don't want Boise. We don't want Army. We don't want these jokes of a team. We want the teams that are hot, that got a quarterback that came out of nowhere, maybe a Heisman finalist now. You don't want that guy in the playoff? Do you not like football? I mean, what the hell's wrong with you? Put the best teams in there, the teams that are red hot, I say. And again, if they didn't get cheated out of the LSU win, which we called out at the time, they are a lock right now for the college football playoff. And the quarterback didn't play in the second half. So that should be the guy that may be a Heisman finalist. He didn't even play in the second half. All of that should be taken into consideration when they are breaking down the resume of the South Carolina Gamecocks. I think. Yep, South Carolina 9-3. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. What was the over-under on? I think the over-under on Carolina was 5.5. That's pretty damn impressive. We got the Iron Bowl kicking off here. We still don't have Shane in here. Michael Riley says Florida would smoke them bums in the Big Ten. Hell yeah. Man, if only... Let's pull up Florida's schedule here. If only a game or two went different for Florida. Like the Tennessee one. Could have knocked them out. Georgia had their quarterback not got hurt. I mean, they're sitting right here on the playoff edge. So... the way Florida's recruiting, and they're going to attack it in the portal, I think Florida's going to be in that conversation pretty damn soon with old DJ Lagway. Mother Jones says, no three-loss team deserves the college football playoff. You got to put someone in there. I mean, it's fun to make these statements, but like, what if Georgia loses in the SEC championship? I think we got to put them in. We are running out of. Are we just going to put in Army because they're 11-1? I sure as hell wouldn't. We're just going to put in every 1-2 loss team if they're not playing in the SEC. I ain't. Jade, how about it?
What's going on, huh? What about it?
How's it feel to be in the college football playoff?
We're back, baby. We're back. Feels like 98. Oh, man. What a week. I'll tell you, it was a rough start for them Tennessee Vols, but they pulled off a big game there. Stamped their ticket for the college football playoffs. But more importantly, oh, my God, isn't it nice to watch Dabo crying on the sidelines?
Yeah, so Clemson's out. They're dead. They're done. What about South Carolina? I know they still need help, but, I mean, 6 straight wins to close out the season. I mean, I think they deserve a shot.
No, I do, too. I think, you know, Beamer talked about it at the start of this game, you know, about the road wins, about the top 25 wins, about the streak that they're on. I mean, they just went to Clemson. It wasn't like this was a home game, neutral site game. They went down there, Death Valley, and got themselves a victory and didn't play their best football. I mean, anybody that watched that game knew that South Carolina probably should have had a lot more points in this thing, but – even though they were down, they went down there, punched their stamp, I believe, to the playoffs as well, Mike. So let me ask you, there's a scenario, and I'm trying to pick up on this. Like, if Miami loses, Clemson goes to the ACC championship, right?
Yeah, I have heard that. So that would make sense because I guess it doesn't hurt them losing a non-conference game. But, hell, They ain't going to put that team in there, are they? Unless they win the ACC, no. then they have to. But
well, that's kind of my point, though, is them getting in there. Does that help the resume of South Carolina if they can somehow win the ACC? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, so now we're bagging on Dabo, and then we turn around and say, come on, Dabo, win the ACC.
Now we need him, all right? Now we need him. We didn't need him today, but, hey, brother, it's always a good day when Clemson's losing, and I know Coach Beamer is excited, emotional on the sideline. You know, this was a big win for a team that – at the start of the season, after that Old Dominion game, I was ready to can them all. You know, just start fresh. Let's move on. But, hey, trust the process, this thing. And a process it's been, but now they look to have themselves a Heisman contender back there at quarterback. Everything in front of them, man. Even if it doesn't happen, Mike, this is going to be one of the hottest teams coming into 2025 for sure.
Hey, shout out Cousin Bradley. He gave us $5. He says, I'm not going to lie. On that Sellers touchdown run, I flexed so hard I shat my pants. Had to go clean up after the game. So there you go, Bradley. I mean, that's SEC fandom right there. But how about this one, Shay? We had a question or a comment from Jesse. I appreciate you, Jesse. He said, if I would have told you Nico had only 2,600 pass yards, 19 touchdowns, 5 picks to end the regular season, what would your reaction be? Go Vols.
I would have thought those numbers were really low. You know, right. I
basically said, Shane, that if you told me that, I'd say, oh, damn, Tennessee had a bad season. Yeah. But I think it says something that they got such a good defense, such a good running game, that those are their numbers and they're sitting here in 10-2. And I think that really speaks to the overall team. It's not just Nico and you know, the passing attack. It's pretty much the rest of the team that has elevated them. And that's probably the worst stats Nico's ever going to have. He looks like he's getting better and better each game. And next season, he'll be even better. You know what?
You talk about getting hot at the right time. Nico, in the last two games, has looked exceptionally well. And one of the things I'm also noticing, Mike, is in that football game, there's a lot of teams in this conference right now that would have folded up when they were down 14 and everything going against them. It just felt like Tennessee was destined. That old battered syndrome walked into the room and said, hey, we knew this was going to happen, but they didn't fold up, Mike. They just pursued and got back to fundamental football and tore off 34 unanswered points or something crazy like that. I mean, it's just, it speaks volumes to a championship caliber team to not give up on the road, you know, especially when you're down and the momentum's just out of the stadium.
Right. And then here's one other thing to consider. I could be completely wrong. I don't know. I don't pay attention to Big Ten, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State just dropped another one.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're like clinched for the Big Ten. They may not even make the Big Ten championship now, but let's say they do and they lose and they have three losses. They lose to Oregon.
Yeah.
We should kick their ass out of the playoff. And there's you a spot for South Carolina. I mean, could you disagree with that after they just lost at home to Michigan, who was a 6-win team?
No, because that's what they've been stating on the entire time, Mike, is, you know, the same thing, the same concept. But you just forget Michigan. It's a 6-win team. You know what I'm saying? It was a 6-win team coming into this game that you lost to. So I think that's what the focus should be on, not the logo and the rivalry here, Mike. But yeah, I feel like if they make it to the Big Ten, I don't, like you said, I have no idea how that's going to play out. But if they lose another one, that's not a 3-loss team that you can give enough respect for coming into the playoff.
Right.
So that's another one. That's chaos, Mike.
I'm just looking at it. Currently, Indiana and Penn State are ahead of Ohio State, so it would probably be one of them that goes. But, hell, maybe those, fingers crossed, they can lose, too, this weekend. You know what?
Yeah. Indiana, I think, is living on a prayer right now. You know, I know, Coach, I mean, it's a fun story, but, you know, fooled me once, shame on us. You know, if they lose another one, then they're out. See ya.
Should Sellers be a Heisman finalist? Because, by God, Shane, I mean, he's a beast.
It's hard not to argue because, you know, Sellers, I think Coach Beamer said it best, you know, if you remove him from this football team, South Carolina is barely making a bowl, in my opinion, just because of the offensive production that we've seen. So, yeah, I when I think of a Heisman, I think of that guy, if he's not in that room, is this team significantly worse? And without a doubt, that's Sellers. Sellers won this game, Mike. I mean, he made a couple of mistakes. I'm not going to say he played a flawless football game here, but the two touchdowns he did get, he put the whole damn team on his back and got them, you know?
Right. So now we got Georgia. Regardless of what happens in Atlanta, they're a lock. Tennessee, I'm calling it lock. So we got Texas, lock, regardless of what happens tonight. So we got three, and then it's a battle for A&M, South Carolina, maybe Ole Miss, but probably not. And then Alabama, they just kicked off here. So I'd love to see two more. I think we can get back to four. Say we went from SEC. Did you hear during the damn Tennessee game? They said, "Well, we may only get one SEC team in this damn field." Now I think we're trending closer back to four.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Because now we're getting to games that matter in other conferences as well, and they're getting exposed. You know, and hell, Georgia about. I mean, that's a whole different show, Mike. we'll get to them here in a second. But by God, they about made the whole conference look terrible. I'm not going to lie. And if Georgia Tech would have pulled that thing off, then all these little narratives that are floating around there that the SEC shouldn't have any team or one team in there, that would have reared its ugly head. So thank God Georgia Bulldogs won, because that, I think this and the Clemson game, I think this is kind of helping the strength of this conference. We're telling you, hey, we're just beating each other up here.
Right, but any chance that Georgia, I mean, again, I know it was ugly, multiple overtimes and all that, but that adversity, that toughness, that willpower, that I think that could serve them as they go into this playoff, as they go into the SEC championship.
Well, I don't know, Mike. We've said that how many times? We said that after the Kentucky game. We said that after. Georgia is what it is. It's Dr. Yeah. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde here. It is which one shows up. Either a championship team or a sub 500 team. And I feel like that's what we got Saturday or Thursday or Friday, whatever day they played football. I loved that. He's like, hey, we came out on a short week. You played UMass last week. You know what I'm saying? So I think they've got some of their own problems. I mean, this is 2 weeks in a row that teams have just ran all over the Georgia Bulldogs. That's uncharacteristic here. But you don't have time to lick your wounds. You got the SEC championship coming up. And I think there's a scenario, Mike. Well, let me ask you, if Georgia were to lose the SEC championship, do they get in?
Yeah, they're a lock.
Okay. All right. Just curious, because
they lose by like 50.
Yeah. Okay. But
that ain't going to happen, you know?
Mm-mm. Not on our watch, Mike. We'll be there. We'll be there.
oh, yeah. Man, I just feel like we're only up to the early window.
Oh God!
We're gonna get some madness today. You know what,
buddy? I told you at the start. This is. People were so worried about the expansion of the playoffs and football would lose its luster. But by God, man, it's like it's killing me right now not to know what's going on in the at Snowmo and what's going on at the Iron Bowl. You know what I'm saying? We got some damn football games to come on and the best one yet. I mean, to decide the real trajectory of the SEC will be played tonight at 7:30, Mike. So I'm just pumped up about the games that are still coming in.
All right, so that's a good note, Shane, to jump off here. Let's get back to the action. If anything crazy happens, we'll jump back on. But regardless, I'll be back tonight, SEC Power Rankings show, maybe the final one for a good while. So you're going to want to tune in after the Texas A&M game. Anything else, brother, before we hop off?
No, man. I'm on cloud nine right now. Feels like 98, baby.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols. Fuck you, Dabo.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Co.